Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Diane Farsetta. In our top spin, if Charter Communications is your internet service provider, your private information may not stay private. Charter recently sent letters to customers in several markets, telling them about what they are calling an enhancement to their service. In fact, the change will give information about customers' web surfing habits to a third party. This will enable marketers to target you with internet ads based on sites you have visited. Charter customers were told that, quote, "browsing the web can become more like flipping through your favorite magazine, where you see ads that are appealing to you and enhance your enjoyment and the utility of the experience," end quote. Charter customers not wanting to have their internet habits recorded will have to continually ensure that the tracking program was not installed.
The proposed Food and Drug Administration tobacco control bill eliminates cigarette flavorings like cherry and cinnamon. But menthol, the most common flavor, is safe from the ban. In addition to being a preferred starter cigarette because the harsh taste is masked, studies have shown that it is harder for smokers to quit when they are menthol users. Menthol brands are also disproportionately popular among African Americans. Tobacco giant Philip Morris has, for its own reasons, been in favor of FDA oversight of tobacco products. But they stand to lose more than other companies if menthol is banned. Appeasement of Philip Morris is seen as key to the bill's survival.
In other smoking news, June 6 will be a day of lights, camera, and activism. Young people in New Mexico will be presenting the 4th annual Fame and Shame Awards amid red carpet arrivals and photo-snapping paparazzi. Movies have long been a tool for tobacco companies to present smoking as cool and attractive, as satirized in the film Thank You for Smoking.
Sony has a futuristic sci-fi movie they're looking to make.
Cigarettes in space.
It's the final frontier, Nick.
But wouldn't they blow up in an all-oxygen environment?
Probably. But it's an easy fix. One line of dialogue. Thank God we invented the, whatever device.
The Fame Awards will go to young people working to counter tobacco use by their peers. The Shameys will go to actors, producers, and directors who continue to glamorize smoking in movies. While it's now illegal for tobacco companies to pay to have smoking and tobacco products placed in movies, nearly three-quarters of the films made in Hollywood contain smoking scenes, even movies made for children.
Record profits by oil and gas companies are hard to swallow for consumers paying more than ever before at the gas pump. With no end in sight for rising gasoline prices, the oil industry's main lobby group is launching a large-scale public relations campaign to manage consumer anger. The American Petroleum Institute's approach is to convince the public that rising prices are not industry's fault. They also maintain that government suggestions to tax oil company profits would only make the situation worse. The multi-year, multimedia, and multi-million-dollar campaign includes print ads, state-level press conferences, and trips for bloggers out to drilling platforms at sea. But consumer advocates are furious. As one said, quote, "It's basically deceptive advertising that dulls the natural and proper reaction of the public," end quote.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned tobacco giant Philip Morris and its support for FDA oversight of tobacco. Why would one of the largest tobacco companies support government regulation? The wily execs at Philip Morris try to think at least a decade ahead of their critics and the government. As a result, the tobacco company often takes stances that might seem odd until events play out just as it predicted. In this case, Philip Morris sees increased regulation as inevitable and has decided that it's better to shape policy from the inside. Philip Morris is also betting that the regulation will actually decrease the ability of competing cigarette companies to gain more of its market share. That's not to mention the PR boost of appearing to be the responsible tobacco company. Philip Morris leaves little to chance when it comes to government regulation. It spent nearly $13 million lobbying the U.S. government in 2006 alone.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.